96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, CJ Atlantic, Bronze Electric Motors, Popeyes, the Ministry of Health, ShopSmart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, AML Foods Limited, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Discounts Galore, and Bahamas Check Services.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. Today, we're going to be talking to two different persons who have booked interviews for radically different things. So here shortly, in a moment, we'll be joined by ShopSmart. They'll be joining us by Zoom. And we're going to be speaking about social dance for a while in the second hour. I do hope you enjoyed yesterday's show with Lester Cox. I'm told it was a very interesting discussion. And tomorrow, I do hope you enjoy Kendanique Moss, because she will be here. I will not. All right? So I'm trying to get as much time off as I can this week. People were all like, what happened? Where are you? I'm like, I'm not there. I told you. I wasn't going to be here. No, come back. Dance, monkey. Dance for us. Entertain us. All right. But we're also going to be talking about some current affairs issues today as well. Do we have our guest as yet? Yes, we do. Okay. So joining us today from ShopSmart is Tanya Hasty to tell us all about what's going on at ShopSmart Department Store. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Absolutely. So tell us about ShopSmart, where it's located, and all the great things that you guys have. Because I've watched a video, and I didn't even know all this was going on over there. So explain to us where you're located and what it is that you offer.
Okay, Juan, ShopSmart is a department store. It's 100% Bohemian-owned. We opened our first location in 2013. We have two locations currently. We have a head office on Mackey Street next to Royal Bank of Canada. And our second location is in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza next to New Oriental Cleaners.
Excellent. Okay. Well, actually, I have been to the one in Prince Charles Plaza. I've been there. So you have some interesting stuff going on for the holiday season. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so one, our whole slogan is, it's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here. Simply because it's a different kind of Christmas as we're now in a COVID environment and we're trying to survive and try. So for the Bohemian public, we know that shipping is madness, trying to get anything in. So we made sure that ShopSmart had everything you need at the best prices. We have everything in our store from Christmas. We have your lights, your trees, the decorations. We have the tree skirts. Then we move into different departments. We have your toys. We have your housewares. We have curtains. We have your rugs, your sheets, your comforters. We have blinds in all types and sizes. We have fragrances, jewelry. Like we say, it's a department store, and we cover everything that you could be looking for this Christmas season.
Excellent. And you also sell Christmas decorations and trees as well, I see.
Yes, we do. Excellent. We have trees from 2 feet to 12 feet.
Okay. And what are some of the specials that you have this Christmas that you're highlighting?
Okay. So, first of all, we have our 70% off our curtains and drapes.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's a major sale that we have going on now. We have clothing in our department store, and you can get any four pieces for $20 plus VAT. You heard me right.
Excellent.
Four pieces of clothing. We have our flip-flops. You can get two pairs of flip-flops for $5.60.
Wow. That's a great deal. So you got kids' clothes as well?
We do have kids' clothing as well.
All right, great. And what are your hours?
Okay, so our hours of operation is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that is Monday to Saturday. And on Sunday, we open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So for the holiday season, we've started opening on Sundays so that we can cater to those persons who may not be able to shop through the week.
Excellent. Very good stuff. So you have a wide array of toys as well. But tell us about that selection.
Okay, so we have from the Baby Alive toys, we have the educational toys, we have the drones, the ride-ons, the scooters. We have all of the dollhouses. We have dollhouses from 4 to 5 feet tall. We have the walking doll that is 2 feet tall. You hold her hand, she walks with you. We have the Baby Alive that talks to you. You name it, and we have it here for you and your kid.
Yeah, my daughter is deeply into Baby Alive, so I might have to come check that out and see what's happening.
This will be the place for the best price in town.
Excellent. So I want to ask you about your department, the kitchenware and stuff like that. What do you have as far as that?
Okay, so we carry small appliances. We have your Ninja, your blender. We have your air fryers, your microwaves, your toaster ovens, your slow cookers, your pressure cookers. ShopSmart truly has everything here at the best prices. We have your pot sets, your plate sets. We have your spoon set. We have even your kitchen curtain and the kitchen mat to stand on the floor. Uh-huh. So when you come in, whatever room in your house, we can dress you from the window to the floor and everything in between.
Excellent. And what about your selection of tools? A lot of guys are looking for some tools this Christmas season.
Okay. So we don't carry tools per se, but when you walk into our store, you don't walk out empty-handed. We do have our blinds in. That has been a very high demand. Everybody is looking for these blinds, and we have them in 5 colors, the wooden blinds in 5 colors. And we definitely have those 72-inch that the whole public is asking for.
Excellent. And you have, again, the blinds are 70% off.
No. The curtains are 70% off.
Curtains are 70%.
Curtains and drapes, 70% off.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you got it all covered for Christmas. I'm looking forward to coming through, actually. I'm going to see about that Baby Alive. What else would you like people to know about ShopSmart?
I would like for everybody to know that ShopSmart is here for you, not just for the holiday seasons, but for every season that you're going through in life. We're here, and we are the best prices in town. Our logo is ShopSmart. We make you a smart shopper. And you never leave empty-handed.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya. Do you want to give us the phone number in case someone wants to call and make an inquiry?
Okay, so you can call us at 698-1051 or 698-1052. We also have a WhatsApp line you can send messages to. We get messages from all over the Family Islands. And yes, we do deliver to the mail boat of your choice. And our WhatsApp line is 813-4397. We also have a social media presence. You can reach us at ShopSmart242. That's on Facebook and Instagram. ShopSmart242 on Facebook and Instagram.
And once again, you got two locations. One is in the Prince Charles Shopping Center next to Oriental Cleaners, and the other would be next to RBC on Mackey Street.
Correct.
All right, excellent. And I do think I'll be stopping in there before the end of the week. I appreciate speaking with you today, and all the best and happy holidays.
The same to you. All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right, that was Tanya from ShopSmart. Go check it out. 70% off curtains and drapes. I actually need drapes, but that's not something I would do without my wife approving the drapes, because I'd never hear the end of it. We got a caller online. Are we going to go to a break, or what are we going to do? This is a caller. They're calling. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I'm pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Are believing that I hope that you and your family are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is your time of the year when you start going around to these shops and things and moving out of the station and going to what you would you always do the promotion at the shop counter and thing and thing outside in the yard and thing?
Yeah, the remotes.
Yep. Need a remote. You're getting ready to make them extra money.
Sure.
But I just wanted to say a shout out to everybody with going on. And it looked like the new day is trying to start hot. But I just wanted, is it okay if I could just say something about Pride of State today?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've been informed that this evening at 6 p.m., the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, the Honorable Mr. Mario Boleg, will be at Pride State Park this evening at 6 p.m. He's asking the Garden Hills people, and especially those of Pride State, to be there promptly to have all the speaky spoke, eye shake, and hand shake, and things like that. And, you know, set out your differences. A good shout out. And before all the busy time coming, Pride, I mean, Guardian, because I know you're going to be busy all around the places. I want to say a shout-out to the Bahamian people. Happy Thanksgiving from Sparky and the Fountain family. And I hope we all remember the protocols to be safe, social distance, everybody. Let's have a grand time, although we might not have no junk canoe. But let's be safe out there, and let's try and get this company, this country, back on the right track, because we was off the railroad track for a little while. 4.5 years, we've been off the track. Thank God, Brave Davis, for bringing us back on track. Have a good day.
Okay. Got another call? Sure. No problem. Good afternoon.
Try again.
No? Okay. Oh, boy. All righty. We'll do a couple of texts. And we're going to talk about some national events, because I want to understand something, because I am having a great deal of difficulty with something that I've read in the Tribune yesterday, and I don't understand. So maybe someone out there who's more well-versed in these things can help me to understand, because I am really, really, really confused about this Royal Caribbean lease matter. I haven't seen the lease, but they're talking about it in the Tribune, and I am extremely confused as to what's going on. This does not seem normal, and if it is normal, I don't know that it should be. But let's take the phone call, and then we'll do some text. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Is it possible for me to speak to Mr. Juan McCartney off air, please?
You couldn't speak to me off air until after 2, but if you'd like to leave your number with my producer, I'll try to get back to you today.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it, sir.
Okay. Take your number for me, will you, Kermit? Thank you, sir. There's another gentleman I'm supposed to call back, too. I'll call you back. There's a lot going on. It says, I think it was distasteful for the Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, to tell the police to stand down when they were called to an illegal demonstration that Rodney Moncur was at yesterday. Right. Again, I'm going to help you out. Of the inhabitants of this planet, no one cares less about what Rodney Moncur does than Juan McCartney. So it's not something I even want to think about. So you're going to have to ask somebody else to entertain you with that. Okay? Good afternoon, Juan. Love your show. Great content. Thank you. Would you like to inquire with NIB? I'm one of the persons who was made redundant by Atlantis. During this time, I was able to apply for government assistance program. Could not apply for the 13-week unemployment, but they said we already received it, and we were only eligible for the government assistance program. On Monday, I tried to verify and could not. I went directly to NIB, and they're telling me I've been suspended and cannot verify due to the fact that Atlantis has paid up until July, and we receive severance pay. I am still unemployed, and NIB is my only source of income, and they're not paying. For persons in this situation, how can I get help if NIB is saying that I'm not eligible and still not working? Thank you for your assistance. All right, I'm going to try to inquire, okay, and see what I can do for you in terms of finding out what's going on. All right, we're going to go to the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
King's Wacky Wednesday is back, and this time we're doing breakfast. This Wednesday, November 24th only, you can get BK's world-famous sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich for only $3, including VAT. $3 for one of the juiciest, tastiest, and filling sandwiches around. It's Burger King's classic breakfast sandwich at a Wacky Wednesday price, but only this Wednesday, November 24th, between 6 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
CG Atlantic Agents. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here
at ShopSmart.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. I texted your comment, your question about NIB to myself, and so I'm going to try to ask my NIB people about it. I would think that if you have no income, you should be getting some assistance. That's what it's for. But that situation sounds pretty specific. So I'll ask about it. All right. I need help, right? Because when I know, like, I'm not the smartest person, So when I don't understand something, I like people to help me out. There's no shame in saying that you can't understand something. So help me to understand what I'm reading by Neil Hartnell here, okay? This is the Tribune yesterday. Cruz Dryant's 150-year PI Crown Land option. All right. The Minnis administration has effectively given Royal Caribbean a minimum 150-year lease over seven crown land acres on Paradise Island for its multi-million dollar beach club project. The lease, which has been obtained by Tribune Business, gives the cruise giant an initial 25-year extension plus no less than four additional options. All these options are 25 years in length, meaning that when they're added to the original 25-year lease, Royal Caribbean can exercise its rights to potentially occupy that land for 1.5 centuries. The agreement, which was executed on May 25, 2021, also commits Royal Caribbean to paying an annual $140,000 rent to the government for use of land that it holds in trust for the benefit of the Bahamian people. Over a 25-year lease, this amounts to $3.5 million in total revenue. In total income, rental income, with VAT at 10% contributing a further $350,000 to the public treasury. Let's stick a pin in it there. So let me just see if I understand what's happening. Oh, let me read this. It says, the lease seemingly gives Royal Caribbean the power to determine whether there will be a renewal rather than the government. The cruise giant must only give notice of its intent to renew 3 months prior to the existing lease's expiry, while also ensuring that there's been no breach of existing conditions. Once the terms are met, Royal Caribbean can renew for a further term of 25 years from the expiration of the said term at a revised rent that is to be based on the Crown land's value, but not include any improvements made by the cruise giant. So, again, I'm trying to understand this. They're saying, okay, let me first say this, okay? Why would you give someone the rights to property, to public land for effectively 150 years? What are you talking about? We'll all be dead. We don't know if Royal Caribbean will still be a thing. We don't know if the oceans are going to rise and the land's going to be gone. Why would you do that? 150 years? That's madness. I could see 25 years. And then you renegotiate after 25 years. The next thing is, this says annual lease payments, $140,000. Now, he had revised rent in there. I ain't seen the lease, so I don't know. Listen, man. First of all, $140,000 for 7 acres of land on Paradise Island is ridiculous. If I'm not mistaken, Paradise Island is the most expensive real estate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Correct? More so than Lyford Key, yes? Or Old Fort Bay? Or Albany, maybe, is more expensive? I don't know. Paradise Island has got to be, anyway, in the top five for sure. Most expensive pieces of real estate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In fact, I would wager that an acre of land on Paradise Island, 1 acre of land on Paradise Island, if you could get it, would go for more than $1 million. How much is vacant land at Ocean Club going for? All right, so $140,000 is chump change, right? That's a nominal fee. That's nothing for Royal Caribbean. Here's the other thing. 150 years from now, $140,000 will probably be the equivalent of $1,400. With inflation, right. So if you had $1 million in, let's say, 1950, it'd probably be the equivalent of having $10 million now. So as time goes on, you'll have less purchasing power with the money. The sum will be subject to inflation, and it'll be effectively less money. So for 140 grand, 150 years from now, you probably couldn't buy a car, right? This is bonkers, right? And maybe I'm unfamiliar with how these things work. Does any Bahamian have a crown land lease to exercise an option of 150 years? Is a crown land lease for a Bahamian willable and transferable? Help me out. Help me. I'm slow, dude, with this. Help me out, because this sounds crazy to me. I don't care what they're putting there. You might as well just sell them the land. At least get some money for the treasury. Jesus. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello. Good afternoon. Is this Vaughn?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to talk to you as well off air, though. Is it possible that I can get your number as well? Or can I, your producer, get my number?
Yeah, you can give the producer your number.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Somebody who doesn't want to talk to me off air, call me and explain to me what this is. This does not make any sense at all to me. At least you could say, because they say they're going to spend $100 million, right? And well, visitor spending is going to be $1 billion. It says, well, Juan, Lang compared this to the ports lease in Freeport and claimed it was normal. I love these one-sided justifications that we're often subject to. My question is, how the port 100-year lease work out for us? I just buy a crystal ball. We ain't getting nothing out of this deal. Trickle down, upward, sideways, has never worked for us. If you want to contribute to the Bahamian economy, do it with intention. Maybe Lang can explain to me that this is normal. Who besides the port, who has 150-year, maybe we should make these things public. Who has a 150-year lease for Crown Land? Does the port have a 150-year lease for Crown Land, or is it just the Hawksbill Creek Agreement? I don't know. This doesn't sound right to me. So maybe Lang could explain it to me in a way that this makes sense, but just the nature of inflation with this amount of money would mean that they'd be paying virtually nothing. 150 years? And if we did sign a 100-year lease with the Port Authority, I'd disagree with that. In fact, the Hawksbill Creek Agreement ain't 100 years long. Let me see. Hawksbill Creek Agreement. I'm sorry, this sounds crazy to me. Okay? Hawksbill Creek Agreement. It was an agreement signed in 1955 between the government of the Bahamas and Wallace Groves to establish a city in a free trade zone on Grand Bahama Island with the name of spring economic development in the area. Groves was granted 50,000 acres of land with an option of adding 50,000 acres. The Grand Bahama Port Authority was created to develop and administer the land, and thus the city of Freeport was planned and built from scratch. To encourage investment, the agreement allowed the Port Authority not to pay taxes on income, capital gains, real estate, and private property until 1985, a provision that extended the agreement a further 49 years. This has since been extended to 2054. Okay, fine. The Port Authority has 30 more years. So they've, for 100 years, effectively, they would have had this land. I don't agree with that either. I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. So that's not a good deal to me either. All right? I'm uncomfortable with that arrangement as well. All right? They've done some good things, but I'm uncomfortable with this arrangement. And they don't even have 150 years. I'm sorry. I can't understand it at all. That seems like lunacy. I can say 25, and then you say let's renegotiate and re-up. But you don't build in the extension out for 150 years. I don't want my crown land used like that. I'm sorry. All right? And further to that, the Hawksbill Creek Agreement ain't the royal Caribbean Beach Club. They can't, you could develop all this land, 100,000 acres of land on Freeport with real industry and create a huge economy, which Freeport has the potential to be. The Royal Caribbean Beach Club ain't gonna do nothing but give some jobs and increase spending. I don't want my land used like that. I'm sorry, no. But if you say that it's normal, okay, but we need to change that normal. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, Bill Juan, good idea since we are approaching this in 150 years or so, the area is going to be underwater.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't even know if the land will be there. This is
absolutely. So it's probably a good idea. Because there'll be no land, but we still will be getting something every year while the land disappears.
Well, we'll have bigger issues to worry about than getting $140,000 a year if the land ain't there. Yeah. All right. It says, well, Juan, you should talk to Lang about it. I could talk to Lang about it, but I don't think Lang could make me feel comfortable with it. I have a brain. I view certain things a certain way. And I'm uncomfortable with them having a 150-year lease potential on this property. I am. As a Bahamian, and since it's crown land we're talking about, if this was like private land, and you own the land and you want to lease it for 150 years, knock yourself out. This land is held in trust. All right? You need to make clear when you're making deals like this that this is what we're signed up for and kind of check the temperature of the people. I'm not okay with that. I'm not. I don't want my land used that way. I'm sorry. Not particularly not 7 acres on Paradise Island, like to be held like that. It's not even in the same universe as the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, because the Hawksbill Creek Agreement has built an entire city. They're just building a beach club. Sell them the land. I'll feel better about that. Just sell it to them outright and collect some millions right now. Sell it to them for like $20 million, and let's go from there. Let's do a phone call. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
It's straight madness. Juan, I've been studying this. In 2017, Gilbert Lloyd, the art dealer, had 3.75 acres. His main house gone down. He got $16 million. The actor.
How much land was it?
3.75 acres.
Google
Gilbert Lloyd, art dealer, and scroll it down. You see his house. I mean, it has a heliport and three docks. You cannot drive in the docks. I mean, you go to the eastern side of the park is on it. The eastern side is where a super exclusive live. Like Harry Potter, Richard Alberta. He lives there, I think he's dead for 40 years. That property is untouched. In fact, on Gilbert Lloyd's property, there's a part of room where the parish left the cave. But he's going there and dance. That what Menace did is it's just craziness. Let's say
that I mean, I don't get it. Like I said, I want someone to help me understand it. Comparing it to the Hawksbill Creek Agreement don't really help me. Because y'all just building a beach club. Freeport's built many, many, many things. And created jobs, economy, on a scale that this will not. And it's much more land that we're talking about. I don't want them to have it to 2054. I don't want them to have it either. Sorry, Grandma and Port Authority. I don't want you to have it either. So if y'all ain't going to do nothing with it, give it back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
I'm good. You can hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. As it relates to, I want to make several points on this whole matter with the Royal Caribbean land on Paradise Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's insane. And Shabago Lang is entitled to his opinion, like everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
His opinion is not supreme in no way, shape, or form, okay? And secondly, if he's trying to sell that deal as normal, then that tells me why.
Well, I don't know what Lang said. I didn't listen yesterday. I usually do listen to him, but I don't know what he said, so I don't want to put words in his mouth, to be honest with you.
Anyone who could seek to sell that deal as normal and use as a comparison a deal that happened 50, 60 years ago that we could see has run its course and is not benefiting the Bahamian people in any real way today, being what happens on Grand Bahama, something has to be wrong with that individual and with that picture. Because when we look at what happens in the normal course of business, we should not want for any one major conglomerate to own so much access to our economic development in our country. First and foremost, that's a poor decision, because when that conglomerate faces issues, the entire country will suffer with that conglomerate. We should seek to spread our bases as much as possible so that we can ensure the best results at the end of the day in the short, medium, and long term. That's the first point. Second point one, when we look at the return on investment from that deal, the return on an investment is craps one. And it's equivalent to the level of thinking that took place with the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, and it's equivalent to the poor level of negotiations that took place with Atlantis and other major properties around the country. We as a country, as a tourism-based nation, can no longer sustain those poorly developed heads of agreements, one, because when you examine the return on investment, we are giving away all of our incentives. We are giving away all of our concessions. We are giving away the whole kitchen, and what we are getting back in return is just some little jobs on the plantation. It makes absolutely no sense. We need a new way of thinking. We need to elevate our thinking, and we need to ensure that the Bahamian people primarily benefit from the tourism product in our country. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Okay, buddy. Now, I wouldn't characterize the Oxbow Creek Agreement as not having had any benefit to Bahamians. All right? You got tens of thousands of people on Grand Bahama who've benefited from it. I don't want it to continue to 2054. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the only person who had a problem with the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. Penland did. Christie did. I don't know who extended them. Maybe it was Christie. I don't know. But, you know, Christie commissioned a whole report as to are we getting value for money. I don't want you to have my land for 150 years. I don't want it. Sell it. I feel better if you sell it to them. But for 150 years at 140 grand a year, no. That's not going to do it for me. Let's go to a break and we'll be back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Baby, how hot are you?
Hotter than NASA on a July summer day.
What you mean? Popeye's got a sauce hotter than you, called the Hotty Sauce.
Never. Boy, you musty crazy.
Yes, baby, Popeye's has a new sauce from Meg Thee Stallion.
Well, take me to Popeye's then, to see who is hotter, me or this new Hotty Sauce.
Let's go.
Where are my hot girls at?
Try our new Meg Thee Stallion sauce with our chicken nuggets or chicken sandwich now, before it's all gone.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
To get the maximum benefit from the COVID-19 vaccine, you should be fully vaccinated. This means that 2 weeks have passed since you had the full dose of your vaccine. Be sure to find out whether you need a second dose when you get the first one. Completing the recommended doses gives your body time to build up immunity against the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. Your body can protect you from serious outcomes or death from COVID-19. Don't procrastinate. Vaccinate.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
We'll be right back.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Now, y'all ain't gonna pull me down this rabbit hole of discussing what another talk show host said that I didn't have the benefit of hearing. So I'm just looking at it through my lens, okay? Now, I don't like this option that lasts 150 years. I give you 25 now. And then we see how it go, right? If it's going good, we can look at it. If we're really getting value for money, we can continue along this path. But I don't like the 150 years part. Now, if someone needs to explain to me if the government can decline the renewal option. Because I haven't seen the lease. So I'm only going off what Neil Hartnell is reporting. So I need to see the lease. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Duah.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. You know, what I'm concerned about is, right, that why is it that some governments refuse to do the adjust and cancel these deals, you know? Deals that they say that the deals are not right. Why don't they just cancel it? You know, put some legislation in place to make these people accountable and make them pay a price, you know, people that make the deal and as well as those that receive the deal. To me, that's like theft, you know?
See, before, you know, and I ain't going to accuse no one of stealing, right? Here's my thing. Before you make any deal, right? I'm sorry. Before you finalize, like sign off on the deal, why don't you bring it to Parliament? Particularly if you know it may be controversial or people may not quite understand what's going on, right? Because this was the problem with Oban. This is the problem with the Grand Lucayan, again, Royal Caribbean. You should bring it to the public and be like, here's what it is, and here's what we want to do, and here's where we're going. Now, I get to the phone line right now. I heard Minnis the other day again trying to explain why they had why he called the election. I still don't get it, but anyway, I think I get it, but I don't know for sure. But anyway. And he said they had to make really hard choices. So what is he talking about, hard choices? And I don't like when people just throw that out there and don't explain it. Like, what hard choices? This, you mean? The Grand Lucayan, you mean? What was your plan? Like, what was the hard choices? All right? When you have to, and if you say, I want an election because I have to make some hard choices, then why don't you explain to the public what those choices are instead of just guessing and building your whole campaign around Brave Davis is going to be terrible for the country. Let's give a phone line. All right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Yes, sir, Mr. McCartney. Good day.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too good, man. I spoke with you before. Pardon me if I'm off topic, please, but I just need to make mention of it. I don't want to seem insensitive to whatever it is you're talking about today.
That's fine. Go ahead.
But I'm calling concerning my job again. I'm at the COVID contact tracing unit.
They haven't paid y'all yet?
They haven't paid us yet. What? Now, it's been 3 weeks since the minister has acknowledged that he's aware of us not being paid up here. I've not been paid in 3 months plus the 3 weeks since he's acknowledged this fact. The elections was on September the 16th, Mr. McCartney. That's 2 months they've been in office, a little over. We're not here to delegate who is FNM or PLP. All we want to do is get paid for the work that we have done. I've heard another minister speak earlier this month concerning people being paid who are at home and not doing any work. We are at the office every day, you understand, doing honest day's work, but not receiving honest day's pay. I'm sure the ministers that have been elected have all been paid in the last 2 months since they've been in office. I don't see why I said, regardless of the color of my shirt, that we are not being paid. Now, if the only thing that's happened is they have threatened and said that if we call the radios, what's going to happen? They have increased the workload and what's not. I'm not trying to mudsling or make anybody look bad or ashamed. All I'm saying is we need to be paid. because all the bills are piling up. We all need the ETF. We all have bills. We all have kids. We all have rent or mortgage.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And if these guys have been in office, the ministers that is, and they've been paid, I'm sure, over the last 2 months they've been there, I'm sure they find the funds somewhere to pay them, even if it's a consolidated fund or whatever the case may be. I don't see what's the excuse why we cannot be paid.
Well, I'm going to try and contact Michael Darville and understand what's going on. But that's
like
unfortunate.
Like I said, 3 weeks ago, he's acknowledged it on the radio and TV that he is aware of the fact. I don't see, we haven't even gotten as much as a letter or a meeting to say, well, hey, this is the case or that is the case. Like I said, I don't think it's happened as we've been warned not to contact the radio stations, and I don't think it's fair. Also, the banks give you 3 months to keep your bills current, and the landlord say where you put them. So, Mr. Darvill, please, man, you need to look into the matter because you have everybody riding on fumes here at this building on the Meeting Street Hill.
All right, my brother, I'm going to try to find out for you, okay? Sorry to hear that. We got to go to, we take this call, then we go to news. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay, let's go to news, brother. We'll be right back.
She bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here
at ShopSmart.
At ShopSmart.
SmartSmart at ShopSmart. Well, everything is here.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with a gentleman about social dance. I'm actually interested as to what that actually is, to be perfectly honest with you. I tried to call Dr. Darville during the break, but I got no answer. You know, we gotta do things different in this country. I shouldn't have to call the minister to get all the information, you know what I'm saying? There should be someone who's actually available other than the minister, because the minister is busy, you know? You shouldn't have to call the minister to ask him about the contact tracers, you know what I mean? If he's in front of me, sure, but, you know, I shouldn't have to call him. In any event, we're talking about the 150-year lease. I don't agree with the length of time and at that particular rate. That's me. And I would rather you just sell them the land. All right? Some really, really strange deals went down after Minnis moved the responsibility for environmental oversight to his office. Remember how he did all those weird moves around Oban? Even Jeff Lloyd reluctantly admitted something wasn't right. Then he moved the procurement process to Junkanoo Beach to his office. He seemed unusually and incompetently interested in rushing through land deals. I don't like that deal. That one I don't like. I haven't seen the lease, but from the reporting on it, I don't like it. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hey, Juan McCartney. Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Listen, I've been listening to your program from start to this point. And, you know, I think, Juan, my personal opinion, quite a few of the business practices that our government has been utilizing over the past decades, I think a whole lot of those need to be revamped. I remember back in 1999, when Prime Minister Pinling had gave Ted Arison and Mickey Arison of Crystal Palace a 99-year lease to build Crystal Palace. And from then to now, it's been, even though a lot of Bahamians are of the belief that leasing is the way to go, I think we need to reduce the time lengths on some of these leases. The average person, for instance, this 150-year that we're talking about right now, to me, it's ludicrous. Because the average person, the original person who enters into that agreement, does not last 150 years. But the thing is still in play. I think basically what should happen is there should be at least no more than maybe perhaps 20 or 25 years with the option to renew if that person happened to be a good steward for the Bahamas and the Bahamian people. But we keep on doing the same old things over and over and expect a different result. And it means now that it's time that we need now to start to correct some of these things. And that's just where it's at right now. But thanks for taking my call, Juan. Continue the great conversation. I'll continue to listen. God bless.
Okay, buddy. Now, I'd be interested in talking to Diagler about that, or whoever negotiated it, because you could have just sold them the land. Do we have our guest? Our guest is here? Okay, so we have to go to our guest, and then we will get back to our discussions. And we're going to be talking with Nathan J. Burrows about social dance. Okay, now, they told me a gentleman wants to come on your show and talk to you about social dance. And so I asked the person, the salesperson, okay, great, what is social dance? They were like, well, that's what he wants to talk to you about. All right, so he wants to talk about the Bahamian culture and social dance's place in it. So we got Nathan J. Burrows joining us via Zoom. Good afternoon, Mr. Burrows. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, first of all. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. I appreciate you coming through. I got to ask you, what is social dance?
Yeah, so when we talk social dancing, we're talking about connecting with a partner and moving around the floor. So most traditionally people know things like salsa, waltz, tango, foxtrot. This involves holding someone and moving around the floor. And by extension, we'd even include line dancing in there because everybody's kind of following a routine together, you know?
Okay. So it's a form of cultural, do we have of traditional Bahamian social dance?
This is a very important question. And the reality behind this is that most older folks, when they hear social dance, they're thinking quadrille. And I've been in quite a few heated discussions about this. And with the majority, what I want your audience to know is that the quadrille is a colonial dance. It was a dance that was shared by all colonial countries, you know? So is it really a Bahamian social dance? No, it isn't, you know? Although we did it here, it was because of our people who were ruling this country at the time who shared this with our people, you know? But we've since evolved. We're more independent now, so we should have a social dance that's truly representative of who we are as a people, you know?
And we don't, is what you're saying. There's none?
And we don't, but I do have something to bring to the table because I'm not one of those creatives who like to complain about the way things are and then don't offer anything, right? Mm-hmm. So my suggestion to every Bahamian musician, anybody involved in Bahamian culture, is that we lock in the term Gombe as the Bahamas's official social dance, and not just the social dance, that this would be called the Bahamians' official style of music, that this would group rake and scrape, junk canoe, and also calypso by extension, because, you know, we share this music style with other countries, right?
So this is something you're creating.
This is a problem that I'm trying to solve. And this is actually the social dance style. I've already created this. This is a big part of what I was working on during the pandemic when it first started. I moved to Long Island and I just started working. I started talking with people like Fred Ferguson and others who are heated about this topic. And if anybody has ever talked with Fred Ferguson about this, you will know how passionate he is about our culture being watered down and being.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you talk to Fred Ferguson about anything, he's passionate.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I recorded a video of me teaching the Gombe. And I published it on Facebook, and it was received quite well, you know. I've since taught quite a number of my students about it. I performed this on different stages in the U.S. and here in the Bahamas, and this is something that I hope that we could push. You know, this is something I hope that we could all get together on and finally say we know what Bahamian social dance looks like, and we know what Bahamian music really looks like. You know,
and this is on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm actually gonna send you the link. I'll share that with you so that way you can easily have that and you can share it with your network. You know,
excellent. So, explain for me. You have a background in dance, is what you're saying. Explain to me your background.
Right, right. So, what's important for everyone to know is that I've been doing this for 10 years. I started right here in the Bahamas, but during that time I was in college in the States. So I actually came over on a summer, discovered that this was happening. and went back to the States, got involved with a social dance school, got trained, and I just fell in love with teaching more than anything. And then that's when I came back and I realized this gap that we have in the Bahamas. We have so many people that are dancing here professionally, like taking classes and learning how to social dance professionally. But then there was this gap that we weren't really recognized as one voice, one body, all speaking the same kind of message. So over the past year or two, I've been really making this huge effort to try to tell as many Bahamians as we can, many people of influence, that this is a cultural product that we need to get on board with, because every major culture in the world has their own social dance and they have their own events that they invite everybody around the world to come and participate in. But we're here, we are in the Bahamas, people are doing this, but we're not getting that representation. We're not getting that support from large entities, you know?
Yeah, so, well, I don't know if many people know about it because this is the first I've heard of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So the dance is called Gumbe.
Long time. Yeah, Gumbe.
Gumbe, okay. And is it like, is it an upbeat thing or does it vary?
Yeah, you know, so this is a dance that you would do to your rake and scrape, junk canoe, and calypso. And when I assembled this, I studied really hard on how Bahamians naturally move their body. And I reflected on the way that my dad would dance, you know, if we had a family party, just watching him. He's a traditional Christian man, you know, he's not really out there like that. But when he moves, there's no mistaking what he's doing. It looks so familiar. You know, he's moving those shoulders and he's shrugging and he's swinging with that, you know? And
like, does like Mash the Roach involved? Is that?
Yes, all of that. Everything that's familiar when we think about Bahamian moves, right? We have Bahamian moves, like you said, Mash the Roach, the conch style and things like this. These are moves, but this is not a formalized social dance style.
Gotcha.
Until we start talking layers of technique, you know, beginner, intermediate, advanced technique. And I've done the work to be able to assemble this, you know?
Okay. So there's...
get it out there.
Okay. So there's currently, you say, a social dance scene. Where's that kicking off?
Yeah. So...
Long Island or other places?
No. We've actually had people dancing in the Bahamas from a long time, as far back as the Crystal Palace, the ballroom back then. When I forgot the name of people who were dancing back then, but from a long time, people have been dancing, and familiar names would be people like Mighty. Everybody knows Mighty in Zumba, but she's the one that kind of started it all. If it wasn't for her, then the person who introduced me to social dance would have never been involved. Mm. So
Cabaret, is that the...
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. We've had the Cabaret. There's everybody who would have been around and cycled these scenes, they would have known a particular dance instructor. I can't remember his name, but I know that this person exists and he moved to Canada some time ago, but he was the big guy who was teaching salsa and all this stuff back then. So he's left and, you know, the scene kind of died down. Then we had Mighty, like I'm saying, she's a Cuban dancer who's been living here for years. And she taught the person who taught me. And Salima Harbour, she actually just moved to Eleuthera. We have a social dance scene in Eleuthera. We have a social dance scene in Grand Bahama. I'm over there in Long Island. We have a scene here in New Providence. And there are people that you can go to take lessons, such as myself. I come down to New Providence once a month to host lessons, and I have instructors here as well. And
this is the first,
scene is active, you know?
Okay, so how do you get involved, if you want to know? Well, I'll tell you, I can't. My wife is a great dancer, but I got nothing. I got no moves.
Let me share this with you. I know your audience may find this particularly interesting, but I've heard every single excuse that there is. I've been teaching for like a decade right now. You know, I've heard every single excuse that anyone could possibly say to avoid learning how to dance. I've heard the no feet thing. I've heard the lack of rhythm. I'm too old. I'm too slow. I'm too young. I'm whatever. But what I want to encourage your audience to recognize is that social dance is a respectable activity. This is more than just your traditional going down to the dance hall, letting a gal wind up on you. It's way, way deeper than that. It's about teaching a guy leadership characteristics so he knows how to hold a lady with confidence. And it's teaching the lady how to follow in a non-subservient way. This is just about role playing, you know? So I would implore your audience to take a dance lesson, either it's with me or one of our instructors, and get out there, you know? I even want to let your audience know that I'm willing to give you all a nice little discount on lessons. If anybody listening to this phone call is super interested in learning how to dance, simply call me up. Juan, I don't know if you mind me leaving my number.
No, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
803-9929. Call me up. And if you just simply say, the Bahamas Social Dance Revolution, I will give you $100 off on your lessons, on four lessons, and we can make this happen for you, okay? Don't worry about if you can't dance. At some point, you were born, you didn't know how to walk, you didn't know how to ride a bike at some point, you didn't know how to swim, but you learned, you know? So
now let me ask you this. Yeah. So you're trying to make it like a national dance, and so you have the Bahamas Social Dance Society, and yes, you're ahead of that. So how do yes. you go about making it a national dance? Just getting more people yes. to do it? Or are you in contact with the people at the Ministry of Culture?
Thank you. And this is where I'm hoping, again, that you, this audience, this time with you, would be able to bring this out there. I truly feel that we need to embrace social dancing as a national education program where we can see the value of having a social dance program in schools, in the public school system.
Like part of the curriculum. More,
yes, yes. One, because if we have a Ministry of Education, that Ministry of Education should think about how are we cultivating families first. And I say this like this because social dancing, somehow, because of all the different sub-lessons that are involved, it teaches you about all the different skills that is necessary to be involved with the team, to be able to be humble and learn how to do these, I forget what the proper name for this, but these soft skills that require us mm-hmm. to advance ourselves as a culture.
Yes.
This is a platform for us to do this. So we need to, just as much of a priority as we put on sports, we need to be able to put a priority on social education, especially coming out of the pandemic.
Yep.
We need to have emotional education, this emotional intelligence that comes through social dancing.
Yeah, know? I know that the president of the Industrial Tribunal, Indira Francis, she does salsa, right?
Yeah, I hope she's listening right now because she's the lady who got me started, man.
Oh, okay,
she's
yeah.
the lady who got me started.
And when she said, Juan, you got to do, because I wanted to go talk to her about something totally different when she was at the Court of Appeal, and she was like, Juan, you got to come check out my salsa thing. And I was like, yes. Bahamians doing salsa? And
yes,
I checked it out, and it was like this big, huge thing with people coming
yes.
from around the world
yes.
to dance salsa in the Bahamas. I was blown away. You could do Listen, that, too. You could have a tourist thing going on.
But this is it. This is the product that I'm hoping people would open up their minds to. And it's funny how you said that, right? So Indira's angle when she started her school was taking it in the direction of that Latin direction, that salsa direction. Mm-hmm. So her school is called the Bahamas Social Dance Society. Sorry, the Bahamas Salsa Social Network. That's right. The Bahamas Salsa Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
So during the time when I started learning, I was a salsa dancer. You understand? My big crutch was that all I knew how to do was dance salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I found my this other instructor that I got connected with in the U.S. right near my college, he broke my perception on what social dancing is. You know, I never said social dance until I met this guy. And he was able to put me in the hot seat pretty much and force me out of my comfort zone with just knowing how to do a little salsa. I mean, if you talk to Bahamians about what is social dance, they might say, oh, you mean that salsa thing? You know, mm-hmm. salsa is so popular that this is all that people know, but they don't think about the swing dancing, the hustle, the tango, the foxtrot, the gombe, you understand? So
yeah,
I think
I think it's good to try to introduce this in schools as well, so that people start to get, and this and other things, so that people can refine their social graces in order to be more socially cohesive.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because it seems like a lot of times that we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love what you're saying. I'm happy you made this dance. Where's the classes? How do people, you gave your number, 803-9929. How else can they reach out to you, take the classes? When are the classes?
Yeah.
Where are the classes?
Right. So group classes have been on pause here in New Providence since I had to close down my studio. Mm-hmm. However, what I do is I do private lessons. That's the main scene right now. And what I love about private lessons is it allows me to spend my time with people who are taking this seriously, as serious as maybe all the other students who've grown so much, you know? So they reach out to me. I either meet them at their home or they can meet me at a park. I've had quite a few people who we go down to a nearby community pavilion that they like, and we just go there and we dance, and it's a great time. This is supposed to be natural. This is supposed to be straightforward and easy to do. So I've done as much as I can to make sure that I'm extending myself. It's more than just me who can teach these lessons. You know, we have junior instructors ready to go. So Excellent. It's just a matter of reaching out and getting started.
All right. So your Facebook page is?
Yes.
Nathan J. Burrows, or is it the Bahamas Social Dance Society?
Right. So if you want to find out about our general community, that would be the Bahamas Social Dance Society on Facebook and other social media pages. If you want to find out about my individual school, my school with the way that I do things, that would be NJB Social Dance. So just my initials, NJB Social Dance. And yeah, follow along, get plugged in, and yeah, reach out about those lessons.
All right. Thanks so much. And the conversation, we got to follow up with you. In a little while to see how it's all going. All right.
Yes.
But great stuff, great work, and being creative and trying to really define something for the Bahamas. That's excellent. So thanks so much.
Yes, my pleasure.
All right. You take care.
You too now.
All right. Bahamas Social Dance Society on Facebook. I got to go see the video. We're going to take a break. We'll take a break and we'll be back on the other side.
How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Bahamas welcomes its newest and best-saving store. It's Discounts Galore. From discounted cleaning products to discounted disposable products to discounted health, personal, and skincare products. For those new mothers, we have specially discounted baby accessories. And finally, just in time for Christmas, discounted toys and novelty items. Conveniently located on Mackey Street opposite Carey's Fabric Store. Come see us at Discounts Galore, your savings store.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for 1 full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's Funeral Industry Partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We were just talking to Nathan J. Burrows from the Bahamas Social Dance Society. I learned something new today. I didn't know we had a gumbe, a dance thing called gumbe. It's like a social dance. I've seen the quadrille before, but they do that everywhere. Anyway, let me, I was going to say something. It says, Avatar One, who's the lady that does the salsa? Always wanted to learn that. Indira Francis, she's, it's the Bahamas Salsa Social Network. It's on Facebook, Bahamas Salsa Social Network. She would love to hear from you. She's very passionate about that. It says, can you repeat the phone number, please? He's not remembering the term, social graces. Right, social graces, yeah. That's what I said. 803-9929. It says, what's the WhatsApp for ShopSmart? ShopSmart WhatsApp, whatever is it? 813-4397. 813-4397. That's the WhatsApp for ShopSmart. Okay? It says, the social dance thing is actually a fantastic tourist attraction. All through the pandemic, tourism couldn't come up with one idea. This is it. Yeah, it's a good, you can make it like a circuit thing. Juan, I love what your guest is saying about this Bahamian new unique dance. What is his name? Nathan J. Burrows with the Bahamas Social Dance Society. We got a caller online? Let's do that, and then we'll continue talking. We can finish venting about this lease issue. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
What are you doing today?
I'm good. How's it going?
Yeah, I get back a topic on hand. You know, it's a couple of things I want to say today. And I don't know if you will agree with me or my Bahamian folks will agree with me. But the Blue Davis have a good opportunity right now to fix a lot of things in this country for Bahamian. That not but all this land, all this lease, and all this citizens, these foreigners. We need to stop that, Ron. We need to stop that. Bahamas supposed to be for Bahamians. We'll be a fourth last citizen in this country. We that get out that deal with the port. Mr. Christie going to the Senate another 50 years. I don't know why he did it. The high government getting groups, they buy things for one how long ago now? 25 years, and they ain't do nothing yet. That's wrong. If they didn't do nothing, and they was thinking in the first year or two, they should take the land back and send it to the ground. Mm. Back to the ground. What are they doing in our country with the lawyers them? They in cahoots with these foreign people and sitting back on this land, they lawyers these people. Get no one to take away and everything, and that's wrong. See, that, to me, one, that's stealing by the paper. That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. See, our people are too passive. One, another thing with the brave days can do right now to make me feel good and make you feel good. Let me be able to go to the commission of peace and give me a license and a handgun to protect my business, man, and protect my family.
Yeah, I with you. Let's do that. Yeah.
And another thing, one, I would like to be able to go and continue on gambling, you know. I can control myself. I can get in the casino hospital if I lose a couple of dollars and bump up and give me a spike. If you can't get the money, if you can't control yourself, the security of the right to lock up and tell the people to come. Well, see, until you start doing these small things, these people who are in government office, like PS, the workers, and people who will be taking care of business, you only start speaking to business people with respect and dignity. That's why the Chinese, the Haitian, Jamaican, everybody be talking to us the way they will talk to us, and the Canadian. But it's not for Mitchell, it's the Minister of Foreign Affairs, because you know what he did with Blankenship. You can't afford to talk to him, it's funny. Your paper is supposed to be woke, supposed to get kicked out of this country. And thank you for taking my call, my brother.
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's cool, man.
Oh, it's Toby. Toby, ain't piece of that land in dispute?
Pardon me?
Is there any piece of that land in dispute?
Yeah, man. The 7 acres that the minister.
Sorry, I could cut you a lease.
With his piracy, 3 of those acres are contained in my lease.
Sorry, I could cut you a lease and then cut someone else a lease, including your property. Or the lease you have.
How can Minister and betray the Bahamian people by cutting a lease for his Royal Caribbean cruise line a year and a half after he offered me and I accepted my lease?
That's wild.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the Commission of Inquiry can inquire.
So did your lease have extension clause for up to 150 years?
Man, please. I'm Bahamian.
So you didn't get anything like that?
Man, I got one rollover on a 21-year lease.
One rollover. Wow.
One rollover.
Yeah, that's...
And that's 150-year minimum that they get, you know. So they could Grand Lucayan PI and sit in there and have Bahamian people bankroll them. And they can sit there and don't do nothing with the land, you know.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But
wow.
What's funny, though, Juan, I don't know if you read the newspaper article where they're saying that they're scrambling, they're trying, the Attorney General's office is trying to figure out which site.
Right, which plan is the approved plan for them to submit to physical planning?
Why is the Attorney General asking that? Shouldn't they know that?
Yeah, absolutely, they should know that.
And why are they asking that after the lease was done?
Right, and the guy from Royal Caribbean said he don't know which plan is the approved plan.
All right, but let me show you why then.
Oh, no, the Attorney General's office said that they don't know. They just said they sent everything that was there.
That's right. So let me show you why, though, right? When RCL asked me to come to a meeting with them in June, they asked me for a copy of my site plan that's contained in my lease so that they could respect my boundaries and downsize their development and see how that looks, right?
Yeah.
The next day, Royal Caribbean turned around and said, just to let you know, we already got a lease for the government. I said, okay, cool. Give me a copy of your site plan for your Crown land lease. And Jay Snyder of RCL emailed me the site plan, which was doctored up and copied and pasted over from my Crown land lease, because it says 2 acres plus 3 acres, two parcels A and B.
Wow.
And it shows my boundaries, right?
Right.
So let's see how things pan out and let it come out to light what Minnis did, that if RCL sent me their site plan according to their lease, and now you see it's different, then something nefarious has gone on, that they're trying to shuffle in a site plan into a lease after it was signed.
Yeah, this whole thing is strange to me. I don't understand.
Yes, but let's have a commission of inquiry, because I got plenty more on Minnis.
Well, it'll come out in court, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, well, sun and darkness is going to come out to light, right?
Right, absolutely.
And Minnis messing with the whole lighthouse.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
well, best of luck,
you
Toby,
go man. Try for that.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. But
I appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah,
thanks.
They really got a... Right, part of the land. Is they gave at least to Toby for part of the land. But Toby ain't got no extension clause up to whatever, 150 years. I get to your text right now. Hold on. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
I think things like this, first and foremost, the government, whichever government, These agreements they sign, especially with foreign investors, they should be tabled in our parliament right away.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't take somebody to leak it out to the press, you know?
Absolutely.
That's the most egregious part about most of these things. They do these things in secret. Then another thing, we need campaign finance legislation to know who is be donating to these political parties, why they could get such sweetheart deals without us knowing. We need to know if these foreign investors, we have anecdotal evidence that they get money from foreigners. We know that.
But I mean, you don't know who's giving them money.
We need legislation, but we also need enforcement. We need laws where all these heads of agreements and agreements signed with especially foreigners must be tabled in the parliament at the next sitting of the parliament once they sign it. I don't see why you got to wait if you already signed the agreement for somebody to leak it out, to leak the information out. Because if you keep anything secret, then that means you yourself feel like you ain't doing something right.
Right, and this...
Now, if you...
Yeah, go ahead.
If you feel like it's... And you come to the public and explain your rationale why you did what you did. But they don't even do that.
No.
They sign these agreements, And both governments are being guilty, political bodies are being guilty of doing this. And like people say, a lot of people say, the new prime minister, you have an opportunity to set a serious example of how our government should really work. Not how it's been working in the past, but how we need our government to work going forward. All this secret signing and, you know, from the Orban situation.
Yeah.
Everybody with common sense know that signing what they had, that was the official signing. Just talk to minister, take picture, everything. You can sign the biggest agreement ever, investment deal ever in the history of the Bahamas, but you don't have no record on picture or video of it being done.
Yeah, agreed.
Then he said the man signed it a couple of years before. That was the official signing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why they had all the hullabaloo over it. That was the official signing.
Yeah, we didn't sort that Orban thing out yet.
Because he had a personal photographer. If he passed Vince, he probably used to take picture of him. But you see any picture with the man signing anything, anywhere?
No,
nothing. Made any appearance there?
Zero. Yes, agreed.
With the Orban deal.
I agree with you, my brother. But thanks for calling. I agree that we should make these things public to understand. And is this done? Is this done? This is signed and done? There's nothing we can do about it? Right? But any government can. It's the government who issued the lease. So the government, there may be some penalty involved, but the government could always say, no, you can't have the extension. All right? I don't like what you've done. You can't have the extension. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. And that's it. I also would like to see the heads of agreement if one has been signed with RCL. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
good afternoon. Mr. McCartney, yeah, I just wanted to opine, I like what JJ is saying, and I thought Anton made a positive contribution on the guy that's hung up, right? And so, this is not a joke, but even if the government, you know, I really put him for Brave. He's a jolly giant, right? And I think he's innovative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have seen that we have been meandering in our thinking. So, the world boss, right? Klaus Schwab, leader of the World Economic and founder of the World Economic Forum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the book, you know, he suggested that governments would rethink, reimagine, rejuvenate, rebrace, reinvent, whatever we. So it seems to me as if the governments have rethink and reimagine ways to oppress us, right?
Right.
As I'm seeing from the Toby situation. So that's what I wanted to share, you know. So that's some time to do some re.
Yeah, I agree, buddy. Yeah.
The way how they keep negotiations on the plantation right now stinks. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. Yeah, you got to... Listen. If you gave him 25 years at 140 and you gave him one extension, I could live with that, right? I may have issues with some of the terms or whatever like that, but I could live with that, but to build in that many extensions to me is not good. That's just me. As a Bahamian, since we're talking about our crown land, you might as well sell them the land and we can get some real money out of it. And we get the economic benefit, right? I don't know how much land was granted or if any land was granted to, say, in Atlantis, right? But you give them certain concessions because they do have a great economic impact. All right, on the country. And I don't mind giving certain concessions to Royal Caribbean because they could have a very positive economic impact, you know. But I got a problem with the nature of the lease. This says... No, I can't get back in. Oh, here we go. Juan, how are you? Pintard or nothing? F&M, F&M. Pintard or nothing, all right. Says, Juan, with this cruise ship deal, the PLP can't breathe another word about Brent and the Town Center Mall deal. The PLP? This was the F&M's deal. This ain't the PLP's deal. It says, Harbor Island is more expensive than Paradise Island, but still $140,000 is pennies for them. It says, Lang said the lease is 25 years with option for both sides to cancel or renew. Again, didn't hear Lang, and B, have not seen the lease. From the reporting I see, that Neil Hartnell's reporting, It does not say that. However, I don't imagine that it is possible for any commercial entity to tell the government that it must do something in terms of any lease with the government or agreement with the government, that it must do something. And the government's not in a position to say, no, well, we are not going to do that. It says it's treason. Treason, eh? And a commission of inquiry needs to be opened up on the FNM's last term in office. This says it's a very bad deal. It says, is that the disputed land that was promised to the Bahamian guy? Who's going to remember 150 years from now that they're only leasing? Look at Grand Bahama Port Authority. They now own the land, all of Freeport. Them and Hutchinson, eh? Hutchinson owns, let me see if I get this right. Hutchinson either owns or has a 50% stake in DevCo, Grand Bahama Development Company. That's like the bulk of the land. This says, why do certain people feel like they have to call every talk show every day, regardless of the subject being discussed? I don't know. I don't know. I wish I did. Juan, if they viewed the deal as normal, then our elected officials weren't that smart. Good afternoon, Juan asks. Anton, why did the last PLP government renew the Hawksbill Creek Agreement? Yeah, I think that was under Christie then. They got their extension. I don't know. Says, by one, if this the deal they get as foreigners, I wanted to seize Peter Nygaard land and lease it to me for $1 a year. It says, and I agree with your caller, 150-year leases should not be any country's normal. It sets a dangerous precedent. Remember, Bahamar insisted that their deal be equivalent to or better than Atlantis. No government should be pressured to match any deals they make with anyone else, but it's been done. Now everyone will want cheap leases for infinity while the non-elite Bahamians are pillaged. Right now, I feel like a prisoner who just dropped the soap, shaking my head. Now you could like if you feel as though it's a good deal, then that's fine for you. You're entitled to feel how you want to feel and view it how you want to view it. I don't like that so many extensions are built in. So they got a 25-year lease with a... It looks like an automatic... Let me make sure I'm saying this right. I haven't seen the lease, but I want to say that I trust Neil Hartnell's reporting to the extent that I don't think he will put in anything that's not true. What is omitted may be a different story. Okay. The agreement was executed on May 25th, 2021. So that's done, right? The agreement's done. It's the Minister administration made the agreement, and they now have an agreement with the government, and the land is in dispute. I don't know. This says, over a 25-year, let me see here. Where's the time frame? It says the lease gives the cruise giant an initial 25-year extension, plus no less than 4 additional options. Okay, so you have a 25-year lease, and you granted another 25-year extension if you want to exercise that option, and 4 additional options. Yeah, that's too many. Just go into 25 and 25, all right? And we can assess it. 150 years from now, no one who's alive today will be alive 150 years from now, unless something changes and they figure out how to stop the aging process or whatever. Maybe they will. I don't know. Would you want to live for 150 years? Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to let you know you can Google it, but it was in 1993 that the Hawksbill Creek Agreement was renewed. The 2054, it was under Mr. Ingram.
Okay. What did Christie Those do last time?
Yeah, but...
But Christie Those did something. Here,
I'm not going to get into Mr. Lang said, but because you already said that, but I didn't agree with him either. In fact, His explanation caused me to turn to another station because it was foolishness. Okay. This whole agreement. Yeah, and then it's so cheap. $140,000 for 7 acres of prime ground per year. That's nothing.
But yeah, and $140,000 25 years from now will be, you know, like them paying
$50?
Right, $10,000 if that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, nah, that's nothing. That was a poor agreement. And I still believe that's tied in with the hotel and other things as a part of that agreement. Just to quickly get it sold, and so you got to give them something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to save the necks and to save face. So we got sold out for that. Hopefully they could do something to get out of that. You know, maybe the fact that they some deal got to go through with them and Hutchinson, they could say, well, if this isn't closed in 30 days, then we'll make the agreement null and void.
Yeah, I don't.
There's got to be a way out. This is a nonsense deal. Thanks for taking my call, Warren. You enjoy your day.
All right, my brother. Thanks. Well, you know, governments are sovereign, so you can't tell. You could always get out of it, right? Because they had, I'll never forget, what's his name? Dean Barrow. He, like, nationalized the telephone company in one day. And he said they could take it. He said you could take it to any court. He said you could sue us and take it to any court in the world. And I vow on my life, we'll never pay. And I don't think he ever had to pay, but he sure did it. That's, you know, you can't tell a country what to do. It says, hi, Juan. I can't think of any more calls right now. Hi, Juan. Good you're back. 150 years. That's outrageous and stupid. Your children's children won't be around. God help us all. Says, why do we always send a child to negotiate with a wolf and act surprised when the wolf leave the meeting with a full belly? Here's what I think is going on. I can't take any more calls. I think that the depth of our economic woes was so deep that they were willing to negotiate from a severely strained position. Therefore, because if you read about the deal that Christie did extend the Hawksbill Creek, right? Am I smoking crack? The McKinsey report, all this? No? If you read about the deal for the Grand Lucayan, which also Neil Hartnell reported on, it's outrageous, right? We would essentially be paying them. It's outrageous. You know, and I guess we were just at a point where we were negotiating from a position of extreme desperation, I suppose, but you gotta figure that there wouldn't be the same position 25 years from now. Give them 25 years, let them see if they could make it a real going concern. It may be something fantastic, right? When did Atlantis come? 94? Was it? Something like that. 93 or 94, right? So, yeah, they've been there for 25 years. Yeah. And so this is enough time you go, you look at it, okay, well, it's a roaring success, right? If you want to exercise your option, you can. It says, hard choices is an essay without explanation in school. Hard choices in an essay without explanation in school will not give the students the top grade of an A. Leasing land revelation after the fact and only during a new administration should be unacceptable, for this pattern will continue until our nation becomes real-time officially transparent. This says, great show as usual, one. What's your view on BPL providing customers with prepaid meters for their home? Because I think when it comes to them doing that, the devil is a liar. Yeah, you say. Yeah, what does it say? The last Christie administration had a special cabinet meeting in Freeport when the deal expired and they extended the deal. Yeah, I know I'm not crazy, right? I'm certain Christie now extended the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. I'm certain of it. Now, I don't know what Ingram did with it, but I'm certain Christie did. All right? This says, Hawksbill Hutchinson owns 50% of DEVCO, which owns the land, and they won the harbor with the partnership. Right. The Hutchinson owns 50% of DEVCO. And DEVCO's got, what, 30,000 acres of land? This says, oh, the law's never been modified. Laws have been passed to delay the implementation of taxes. The first was under the FNM in 1993. For 25 years, the second was done by the PLP in the last term. I gotcha. Okay, cool. We're on board now. So 93 then, 2015? 93, 2015. The 15, 17. Yeah. Okay. It says $140,000 is it per year or total? That's per year. Still, that ain't no money. If you put in $100 million resort there, or beach club, whatever it is, just sell it to them. I'd feel better about that. Sell it to them. Like, at an exorbitant price. So, hello, Juan. Should a land lease of that magnitude be tabled in the House and approved by Cabinet? It would have had to have been approved by Cabinet. It should be tabled in the House. It says, Juan, tell Anton the PLP won. He can stop calling now. You're okay with me, Anton. It says, the year 2171. It says, Juan, most contracts have some sort of deal-breaker clause or review periods every X years. No mention of the same on this deal. Hell, I didn't even hear about a nominal increase for inflation per year of 5 years. Sheesh, the year 2171, who in their right mind can write that on a piece of paper and feel okay about it? It says, you're not smoking crack. Someone had to extend some Freeport-related lease within the last 7 years or so. Okay. The crystal ball tell me somebody got something one, and I ain't talking about RCL. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't like to imply. One, I don't want to bring up Mr. Lang, but proceed to talk about Lang. Y'all brought up Lang. I didn't hear the show. I didn't hear any show yesterday, right? Y'all brought up. Lang and I are friends. Are we going to agree on everything? No. But I didn't hear it. I don't know what he said. He says, you can always bet when the Negroes go into a deal with the colonizers, they'll get duped. So did they talk about this a lot last year? Yesterday, I mean? Did everyone talk about this yesterday? Am I late? Anyway, we got to go. Kennedy Moss will be here tomorrow. I'm trying to catch myself. And we'll speak. I should be here Friday. All right, we'll talk more about it. Then see Lang coming on next. Y'all could call him, right? I'd talk to him about it. I don't know why people do that to me. Oh, Lang and Rodney Monker, even though Lang is my boy. I don't care what Rodney Monker does. Are y'all crazy? Anyway, we gotta go. We'll be back. Ken and Nick Moss will be tomorrow. I'll be here Friday, I think. Lord's Prayer Life. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.